Well, hello there, my friends. Chris Marcus here with you for Arcadia Economics on Wednesday, December 10th in 2025, almost to the end of the year. Although, as I know everyone is excited about, obviously we have another Fed decision coming up in just an hour, followed by which will include another dot plot where we can see the Fed say that they're going to cut interest rates. Then watch Mohammed El-Erian and others get concerned when something happens. They think the Fed's not going to cut interest rates. And then ultimately, they end up cutting interest rates. And as we will dig into in today's video, which will be somewhat brief because I know everybody wants to go Fed watch and all that. But we will dig into a large elephant that has been circling around the room and making quite a mess. But first, let's take a quick look at the gold and silver pricing. Bit of a mixed day. Gold's been up, gold's been down, silver has been up and down. And as we take a look here on the gold futures chart, so hasn't been moving around a lot necessarily, or it's been moving around a lot, and it's not necessarily that far. And here we have gold futures at 42.2870. Silver, similar picture, currently back over the $61 level. And here is the chart for the last 24 hours. So you can see last night there it was, or no, that was, or no, yeah, late last night, early this morning, up at 62, got a bit above 62. We see 62.13 on the day range and the 52-week range. I'm just going to check here real quick, make sure everyone can hear me. Okay, there we go. Yes, and I see a question. When is the Fed meeting? That is going to be at 2 p.m. Eastern. Well, they've been having the Fed meeting. They'll release their statement at 2 p.m. Eastern, another press conference at 2:30. And anyway, I would imagine, as is often the case, probably have a big move in one direction or another at 2 p.m. when the statement comes out. I don't know that I expect any thing shocking out of Mumbles during this press conference today, but we will see how that goes. Yet, unfortunately, here's one thing I can almost guarantee you they're not going. Actually, I will put a Joe Namath ironclad. I guarantee it. They will not be talking about this one at the Fed's press conference because, as I mentioned on our Substack today at goldandsilverdaily.substack.com, gold and silver rally for the Fed cut. So that's all we've been hearing out of Bloomberg and CNBC the last 2 weeks. Week before that, the metals were selling off. They thought there wasn't going to be a rate cut. Then there's going to be a rate cut. We're seeing the metals soar. Yet, if this is what happens, if silver goes to $60, when you have this 25 basis point rate cut, which I might add was, and I think I put, oh no, that I'll show you here is actually yesterday. We have the dot plot from the Fed's last meeting where they even told you 2025, 3.6, which would be in the 3.5 to 3.75 range, which would be a quarter basis point lower than we are right now. So you see the current 3.75 to 4, 90% chance, possibly even higher, that we're headed to that 350 to 375. So that's basically what that's the 360 that the Fed is talking about here. So they said this back in September. Wall Street got their panties all in a bunch over the subsequent following months. And yet here we are with the rate cut. Silver's up at $60 already. Excuse me, 61. Sorry about that. Don't want to shortchange anyone. Yet, I know, all right, you've probably heard me say this several times at this point now, if you're a regular viewer. If not, then you may not have heard this elsewhere, but it seems to get missed that again, there's this whole like Powell on his way out thing. And in yesterday's Substack, I was giggling a little bit because from Bloomberg, they mentioned Kevin Hassett, a leading candidate to take over the role of Fed chair. And it looks like it's going to be him at the moment. I've heard Trump is expected to make that announcement for his nominee in December. Well, so hopefully we'll find out soon enough. But anyway, Kevin said it would be irresponsible to lay out a plan for rates over the next 6 months. Which, one hand, like, okay, that makes enough sense. You know, I don't want to tip your hand too early. Although, on the other hand, I mean, is there really any mystery of what he's going to do after what Trump has done, after what he said about Powell and every other cabinet member talking about the overvalued dollar? Although, fortunately, it didn't take too long because as I was reading yesterday's Bloomberg article, now rather than saying it's irresponsible to lay out a plan, Kevin Hassett, the front runner, said he sees plenty of room to substantially lower rates. Go figure. I said yesterday, if you knew someone who wanted to make an even money bet that rates would be higher by the time Kevin comes in, let me know. And now not only does he see plenty of room, not just, you know, we can go a little faster, but there's plenty of room. According to a Bloomberg report, he was asked at the Wall Street Journal CEO Council Summit on Tuesday if he would push for substantially lower rates the president wants, the substantially lower rates the president wants, if he gets the job. And he said, if the data suggests that we could do it then, like right now, I think there's plenty of room to do it. And asked whether that meant more than 25 basis points, he said, correct. Well, he's already got Stephen Miron on the Fed board, who wrote the paper in November of 2024 about how to restructure the global trading system, which talked ad nauseum about the overvalued dollar being the root of all economic imbalance. Then he was made the chair of the Council of Economic Advisers for Trump. Then he became a Fed board to lay the foundation for what you don't need me to tell you is coming next. You've known it's coming next. We're getting closer to it. I'm stunned that there's this much commotion over today's Fed decision where, I mean, here, look at the probabilities. There are probabilities, as you can see. I mean, this is just the first of many. And Kevin, I'm assuming if he was betting, he would expect a quarter point cut today. So if we're getting a quarter point cut today, he's on board with going more than a quarter. Well, looks like if he does that more than once, which given everything that Trump has said is a highly likely probability, you may well be below the 3 to 3.25 range a year from now. So here's the thing. Even if the Fed came out and hiked rates today, that's not going to change that or this. So anyway, just wanted to pass that along ahead of the Fed meeting, whatever happens later. I would also say I don't know that we're at that point just yet, although I wonder if going through 60 won't see something similar to when silver went through 50, got up to 54, then down to 46, 54, 48. So not saying that will happen, but I was going to say, be prepared for that. I don't know how one prepares. I don't know that that's, if you're a silver stacker, necessarily anything you need to do, but hopefully just so you don't wake up one morning and panic anything else. And speaking of which, it was nice to see just some news out from First Majestic, who has obviously benefited from the silver rally, as will commonly happen to one of the largest pure primary silver producers. They did do a $350 million dollar convertible senior notes offering, which is largely going to be used to complete the repurchase of approximately $174 million of outstanding convertible senior notes, and also for general corporate purposes. And obviously, been quite a year for First Majestic, who has benefited from the silver rally, as well as the increased silver exposure from their Gatos deal, net earnings up $70 million year over year, record free cash flow. And obviously it will be fun to see what the next quarter looks like. I know we have a lot of First Majestic shareholders in our audience, and you can see back here when it was in the $5 range just back in May. So nice little triple since there. And thank you to First Majestic for all their involvement on the show. We're working on getting Keith back on soon, so sooner than later. But in either case, just wanted to pass this along, because whether anyone else is paying attention to that particular factor or not, I would suggest it's going to matter a lot more than whatever you hear today. So that said, we'll wrap up. Go enjoy the rest of your afternoon, and I will see you again tomorrow.